This is live from the back room. I'm Tony St. James. What a fun time we've got. I can already tell you this is going to be fun. Anybody argue with me?
This will be fun.
Nobody's arguing at this point. It's Mike McClure. Mike is with The Great Divide. And you may know Mike's name because Mike also did some solo work as well. But when we're talking about Texas country, red dirt music, the name at the top of the list is always The Great Divide. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us here today.
Okay, and also in the studio with us is the young guy, Bryce Conway, who's with us, and Bryce's keyboards, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so let's talk about what we're doing today. Great Divide, some might have thought, disbanded, broke up, called it quits. But you're still playing, right?
Exactly, yeah. Well, we broke up in 2002, you know, unceremoniously. And, you know, back in 2012, we got together and did a reunion show. And we played a few scattered shows here and there. But really, until we did our newest record, Providence, I don't think we were back on people's radar. You know, we just played, you know, these random little clubs or private parties or something. But here lately, since we put this out and put some music back at radio and had success with Good Side, our first single off that went number one. And it's so cool to be in this band again and be feels relevant, you know, to have something fresh on the radio and not just driving around playing all the hits. And, you know, it's a little bit of an artistic stretch for us, which is cool. We need that kind of thing. And Bryce, being the new guy in the band, he's been with us for about 3 years, but he's been a fan of The Great Divide forever. And his excitement that he brings in really rejuvenated us, too. You know how enthusiasm is contagious. And it really helps because, you know, we've been doing this a long time. To have a little fresh blood blown in, it really helps, you know.
Now, what about, obviously, you've got the fans who grew up with The Great Divide. You'll have those who found The Great Divide as they jumped into the music. Maybe somebody else, some other artist pulled them in. They found out about Great Divide or Mike McClure. What about today? Are you seeing a new group coming into as fans of that red dirt sound?
Yeah, I think so. The first thing that springs to mind is Morgan Wade. You know, she's super huge right now and super talented. And she reposted a Great Divide song on her one of her social medias. It was Breaking the Storm, and said, "This is how you write a song." And so to have somebody like that putting our music out there into the world from their own little private spot to where they can say whatever they want, you know, that was something that even my kids were impressed with. You know.
Now, impressing kids, that's sometimes a tough thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Ages?
Mine are 23 and 20, both daughters.
So you survived?
I survived. One's still in college, so yeah, still working our way through that.
Well.
But yeah, they're doing great.
Speaking of... Bryce, we really haven't brought you in at all on this yet.
That's right. So, me too, man.
Tell us a little about you and your journey to Great Divide.
My journey, man. You know, I would like to comment, though, on the conversation right before on the I would say that – so I've been with The Great Divide for 3 years, and what I've noticed – so I kind of have two parts to The Great Divide. I have my first year and a half, which is before the new record, and I have my year and a half after the new record. And when I started playing – with The Great Divide 3 years ago, I noticed that they had this huge cult following. It was huge. I mean, we were selling out shows just because The Great Divide was playing. It had like this nostalgic quality to it. And of course, myself being the biggest fan, you know, but I've noticed now that, you know, after this record's out, you know, we just had our number one single, The Good Side. A lot of younger people show up to the shows singing the words. And I also see these younger fans singing words to the older songs. Of course, for myself, my kids know every word, every song. But my history is I've known The Great Divide since the mid '90s, and I used to follow them around, and I'd always ask Mike, "Hey, can I join your band?" You know, so finally, you know, 25 years later, I got the opportunity. They sent me a text.
I thought about it for a while.
Took a little while. But,
I had to think it out, you know.
Yeah, so here I am.
Was it to do the rigging? Was that the text? Yeah, you can set the lights up? Or?
Yeah, well, it was to sell merchandise and be roadie. But, you know, I passed that test, and then...
Turns out he's good at keyboards. It's cool.
But you really cut your chops there on the, I guess, on the merch side back in high school, working in the mall, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Musicland. Coolest job in high school. Yeah, I slung, I guess CDs were brand new back then, back in the late 80s.
I said, this will never last. This will never take on.
So, Mike, what about you? I mean, we know the music side, but... I mean, some of your journey before the music, mm-hmm. What'd you do back in high school, junior high? Did you haul hay a little bit? What'd you?
Well, if I had to, nothing I enjoyed. But no, my dad was cool enough to section off half of the garage. We lived out in the country, and he sectioned off half of the garage and built us like a room that we could put our music instruments in. And my cousin had a drum kit and couldn't play at his house, and he brought it out. So... when I was in my early teens, we were out there in the garage just banging out songs. And then when I got in high school, me and this other drummer, he plays drums for Seether now. It's a heavy rock band. But we had this little band, me and him, and my cousin would sing, and we'd go to like high school basketball games and play at halftime. Or like during timeouts, like the Paul Schaefer band. We did that a few times. That's some of my first gigs, and played some arcades. And then I got a scholarship to go to college at a junior college, Seminole Junior College, and they gave me a full ride to come and play in the stage band. I couldn't read music, so I was thankful to get any kind of school paid for.
Stage band?
Yeah, we our job was being recruiters at high schools. We'd go and we'd play Hotel California and a set of rock songs at a student pep assembly. And try to get those kids convinced that Seminole Junior College was the place to be. But and that was, I was in that. And then after that 2 years, I transferred to Stillwater, to Oklahoma State University. I was studying psychology. And just banging around on a guitar on my porch, and this guy said, hey, I know a band that's looking for a guitar player. And it was the other Great Divide guys. And that's how all that got started.
Well, let's hear you bang something out. What do you feel like doing?
We'll send this song out to Morgan Wade. Everything changes, baby. Ain't nothing in your whole wide world ever stays the same. Future plans were nothing but sunny days. Now you're standing out in the pouring rain. How could anyone come pick up your heart just to watch it fall? And the lighthouse that stood on the hill for you don't shine no light at all. And I know that he let you down, and he failed to keep you safe and warm. And when the cold wind blows and the rains come around, I wanna be your break in the storm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Na, 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 na. I know there's been darkness in your life, and I'm gonna help you find the sun. I've been there when the sun don't shine. No, you ain't the only one.
nothing more natural than your old lover. Nothing can compare. When you're alone and the lightning crashes, I wanna hold you when you're scared. And I know that he let you down. He failed to keep you safe and warm. When the cold wind blows and the rains come around, I wanna be your break in the storm. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Na, 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 na.
Love it.
I'll tell you, it's it is so exciting to get to experience this. I know for you, this is just routine. This is another day at the job, you know.
Well, you know, it for me, it's been therapy going around and talking about the Great Divide stuff, you know, and playing music, because I started writing songs to try to figure out things that are going on inside my own self, from, you know, heartache, loss, longing, love, and then to have that, you know, in some way trying to figure my own life out. I put it into a song while I'm trying to figure it out, and that's how I do it. And to have people come up and say, "Oh, that helped me through this specific time in my life," and that's the coolest thing, you know, as a writer, which is, you know, my favorite part of it all.
You know, I've heard other composers, writers, and many of them will say, "This is really for me. This is me letting those emotions, like you said, finding my way through." Are there some other, and I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but are there some artists out there, and maybe they're in the genre, maybe they're completely out, maybe they're with Seether or something, I don't know, but are there some composers out there that are just writing some stuff that's off the chart here?
Yeah, you know, I always go back to just the songwriters, you know. I'm guilty of not hearing a lot of new songwriters, because I'm usually writing or I'm listening to something old. I can be, as far as like who's current or what's going on right now. I sound like an old fuddy-duddy. hear that new Van Halen record. You know, I always go, like, I'll pull out, if I need to get inspired, I'll pull out, like, Lucinda Williams. I just think she's just a fantastic writer. And I've been getting into Mary Gaucher lately. Just some of her songs just absolutely floored me. And what I'm always looking for is hearing a song that makes me want to go write a song. Not to beat it, but just I'm inspired to go do, like, oh, I do that too, you know? Yeah, that Mary Gaucher song, Mercy, if you haven't had a chance, pull that one up somewhere out there, folks. It's just worth a listen. It's really cool. That one's been hitting me. How about you, Bryce? Any we don't listen to that, do we?
I always encourage Mike. I said, just please write it with guitars. We need more guitars.
Yeah.
I've just noticed a trend that I'm not hearing on the radio anymore. If you turn the radio on, a lot of the channels across, there's no more guitars on the radio. It's my observation. So I think it's our job as Great Divide to bring that back.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you've hit on a great point. Pop music over the years has kind of eliminated the need for musicians.
Yeah.
And it might be some great creative lyrics there, but it's a drum beat.
Yeah.
And it's a sample. And so I just wonder, where were you if you're inspired by things. I wrote down a note here about a new song on the album, Slipping Away.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, did you have sand between your toes?
Slipping away.
Yeah, I didn't set out to write a reggae song. It just
and by the way, I wrote reggae, and then I scratched it out and said, island. But reggae, that's what I
yeah,
wrote.
Yeah, it's a reggae beat. And well, I'd pulled up, when I mess around the house, I'll pull up just like reggae music, no lyrics, or something like that, and to where I can walk around and think and not be distracted by someone else's lyrics. And just so happened, I pulled up some reggae one day. I was doing some, I grow microgreens, and I'm spraying water, listening to reggae, and I just started singing, we all know the time goes slipping it, to this just unch. Because a lot of reggae is very repetitious, and one song sounds like another. But I started writing, I thought, well, why not just write a song? So I turned that off and sit down and just wrote a reggae song. And it's really weird that we do one. I don't know. It just seems like when I'm ready to sit down and receive and I put my antennas up, stuff just comes, you know, and trying to catch that, not try to judge it or put it in any kind of a box or anything.
Yeah, the way that song turned out on the record, that Slip It Away, it's a... Trying to be pretty technical to be such a simple song with, you know, doing the microgreens, but if you listen close, it's pretty technical, but it's presented laid back and simple, like with the sand between the toes. So I love that song.
Should I play that one?
Well, you could play it if you want.
Sure. This is a brand new Great Divide song, folks. It's not out yet. Oh, or in tune.
Sky made for you and I. We both climb so high and we just lay there, right beside a wall, not afraid to fall. Time slowed to a crawl, but would not stay there. We all know the time goes slipping away. Time go slipping away, slipping away, slipping away.
Kind of hard to play by myself.
Technical.
It's harder than it looks.
Early morning sun, everybody run. Come and see it shine, the dead emotion. Now the coast is clear, soon it disappears. You're sinking like an anchor in the ocean. We all know the time goes slipping away. Time goes slipping away, slipping away, slipping away.
The sound of two hands clapping right there, folks.
You know, I kind of came across this, I don't know, about a year, 2 years ago. Somebody asked me, I travel some for a living, and they said, do you ever get tired of traveling? And I had just been talking about, well, the flight was hard to catch, and there was a delay, and I was going through all of these things that didn't go right in my life. And I realized, as I talked to somebody, they would have given their arm to do what I was doing. Do you ever find that with what you do on a daily basis?
Yeah, the kind of taking it for granted aspect of it. You know, so, yeah, sometimes. And definitely periods over my... I've been doing this about 32 years now. You know, you have complaints, and it's all perspective. And it's... it's good to come across somebody who is like wide-eyed and green and excited, you know. But not green, just wide-eyed.
Yeah, green.
And I've run into that, but you know, I quit drinking about 4 years ago, almost 4 years, and that really changed my perspective on my life as far as being more present in the moment and trying to stay in that moment. And you know, I think anxiety exists when you're regretting something from the past, clinging onto that, or worrying about something that's in the future, and not staying present. And when I drank, I just couldn't be. I'd just get sucked into some thought of the past or worry about the future. And so it's been a lot of centering lately for me, you know, trying to, you know, come to a center in my life. And I think that's starting to bleed across every aspect of my life. You know, I don't have anything to complain about. I really don't. I arrived in town on a tour bus, was whisked away to a radio station, playing songs on the air that are reaching people. That's the dream. That's what I wanted to do when I was 10 years old. I saw Willie Nelson, Honeysuckle Rose, that movie. Just like, I want to do that. Got that album and wore it out. But, you know, I have to, if I catch myself griping, the quicker I can come back to the thankful middle, you know, I think is better.
Let's talk about, we mentioned it earlier, the new album mm-hmm. that's out. And, you know, we used to say the new record, and then we got rid of records, but wait a second.
Hold the phone.
We actually have this on vinyl.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, hand drawn.
Vinyl outsold cassettes this year. Vinyl production. We brought you one of those. We just picked those up in Dallas last week, and the one we brought you, it was that's the first you get the first batch. I think you got like number six.
Not deal.
So you just made that number up.
Yeah, I mean,
I like number six. That's a good one.
Good one. 369, all good.
Yeah.
So that brings up, I think, an interesting point as well, because when we were growing up, and we're all roughly the same age, I may be the old dude here, but grew up with 45s.
Mm-hmm.
Albums were 33 and a third. Mm-hmm. You could play them on 45, but it wasn't very good. And then we moved from there to, I guess, 8 tracks were in there, cassettes, CDs, and now digital. Does that affect anything in the business of for the Great Divide, just the way the media changes there that you're delivering?
Well, used to, like, especially when we were independent, we when we first started, made our first record, we've got like, I forget how many, seems like we got 5,000 cassettes and 5,000 CDs. And you know, but we sold, I don't know, it cost more to make them, but we did sell them on our own, and we made quite a bit. You could make money selling your records, and if you were on a major label, you know, and they promoted your stuff, you could really get paid. And but when it switched to digital, all that really changed. You know, streaming pays cents on the dollar of what physical sales used to pay. But you know, then you try to not gripe about it and come back to the center and see what you can do with it. And it reaches a lot more people, which is really the main goal for me. You know, it's nice to have a bigger check, I suppose.
Well, that's always good.
But, like, now we did our vinyl because a lot of people want that physical thing to hold on to and for the band to sign. And people come to a show, they want to buy something. It's just the way it is. I'm the same way. I'll buy whatever off of whoever. But, but I got a closet to prove it. But, you know, people like that part, and streaming, that's just not there. And digital stuff, it's just not there. But with this vinyl, we've got, if someone doesn't have a vinyl player, there's a digital download card inside of it. And so they can, you know, get it any way they want it. Or just stream it, and then there's that.
Yeah, don't do that.
But I think more, I mean, it's cool because it does pay, but it's also, you know, it is nice when people support the artist by buying the. A lot of people are doing it that way, like having the thing they can sell, and that does offset fuel. You know, yeah.
It's got a really cool album cover too.
Yeah,
there was a Kristen Kelly. She's out of Stillwater. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she spent a lot of time that album cover on this Providence record. It's a piece of art. And she took pieces of each song, and you could sit there, you could just stare at this album cover for hours and still find stuff new on there. It's pretty detailed. But it's a piece of art.
Well, it brings us to the fact that you tour. Mm-hmm. And that gives us an opportunity to actually come and experience it. And what I've found is seeing an artist, a group actually in person gives you a greater appreciation, because mm-hmm. then you can watch as they're recreating that sound that you've already heard. Tell us about the tour, and you're in Lubbock, right?
Right. We are playing at Cook's Garage tonight, right here in Lubbock. We haven't been to Lubbock in, about a year?
About a year. As a matter of fact, Cook's Garage here in Lubbock, this is the first stage we played the good side.
Oh, yeah.
Live when we were here last year.
Sounded like the bad side.
Yeah.
also check online at tgdmusic.com. That's our website that has our tour schedule. We're playing tonight in Lubbock, and then we go to St. Joe. What's the name of that place?
It's called St. Joe, Texas.
I'm in the club. St. Joe, Texas.
Well, let me go to tgdmusic.com, and I'll check it out right now.
Come to St. Joe on Saturday if you can't come out tonight in Lubbock. But do come out. We play all of our old songs, Yesterday Road, Never Could, Pour Me a Vacation, all that stuff sliced in with our current hit stuff.
And if you want to waltz, any chance we'll hear End of the Blue tonight?
No, but I could play it for you here.
Well, you want to play one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do one more. This is Mike McClure, also Bryce Conway, with the group The Great Divide, and this is Live from the Back Room.
This off the new record. It's called End of the Blue. Big diamonds keep shining, bringing you luck. Love is a long shot, you know. Down in the valley, deep in the ruts, where the wildflowers grow. There's a sound so sincere, if you find it, my dear, your eyes will rain tears on the snow. And the sun can shine down on the white ground, turns into water, then it flows. You know I'll come calling when the snow stops falling, the water starts running downstream. Have been recalling the moment I met you, like a moment inside of a dream. It's a dream that I just can't wake myself up from, not really sure I would want to. 'Cause I would not care if it did not compare to the love that I feel when I'm with you, like water running into the blue. God, it's all flown by in the blink of an eye, and I wonder if I could let you see from my view straight into you. After all we've been through, I would bet you that you would find love beyond and above, above any doubt that regrets you. Gave me your all to stand and not fall, and forget them all that forget you. And you know I'll come calling when the snow stops falling, and the water starts running down the stream. I have been recalling the moment I met you, like a moment inside of a dream. It's a dream that I just can't wake myself up from, not really sure I would want to. 'Cause I would not care if it did not compare to the love that I feel when I'm with you, like water running into the blue, like water running into the blue.
It's The Great Divide, and this is Live from the Back Room.